Hello?
Hey, Carlson, sorry, I lost the connection on there.
I was hearing you, but I was saying hello, but I guess you couldn't hear
That's
me.
what I thought. I've been having a little issue with that where my end just goes blank. Okay, so yeah, what I was saying is, typically with the equipment we can finance it.
$150,000.
We can, yeah. Oh, okay. So yeah, that's what I was asking. Sorry. Was that the you saw the piece of mail and called in saying that 250?
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Which I'm not trying to borrow nowhere near that, but
Yeah, no, not a problem. All right. So typically the loans for the cash, it's going to be based off your sales. We usually do 10 to 15% of your gross revenue. Now, it sounds like that's probably a similar type of program that they were fitting you into with the other places that you applied. It might be to your advantage to try to go ahead and separate these two. Do the vans on the finance it through the equipment, spread it out 2 to 5 years, and then we can free up some additional cash for you to do the rest of it. Doing the vans isn't going to eat into your total amount, so we'll probably be able to get you approved for a larger amount than what they did. Does that make sense so far? Okay.
I understand what you're saying.
Okay, yeah. So I think the next step here is let's go ahead and see what we can qualify you for. I mean, since you've been through an application process, it's probably going to be pretty easy for you. All I need is it's a one-page application. We take a look at 6 months of your bank statements and the tax return. And then from there we can go ahead and get you approved. Do you have quotes on the vans?
No, I do not. But I can,
Okay.
I mean, I it's not something I can just easily go get it. That's no problem.
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, we can if you have a ballpark idea of how much it costs, so we can circle back and get the quotes once we get an approval. I can get you approved based on just an estimate, but then if we want to go forward, we'll need an actual quote.
Nice.
Okay, so
Gotcha.
I'll tell you what I'll do right now is I'll send you an email with the application, okay? I'm going to send you two applications. One is going to be for the vans to do separately and try to spread that out over 2 to 5 years. The second one is going to be for just the straight capital, so the additional funds. And I think separating them up is probably going to be to your advantage. I don't think the other companies you work with probably don't have that program, so they didn't go for it. But this
I
might
got a
free up.
question for you.
Yeah.
What? Go ahead. No, go ahead. You can finish. I'm sorry.
Oh no, go for it. Go for it.
No. I was just gonna ask. Let me. How much, like, as far as cash wise, do you think you probably could get me? I mean, do you have any idea from, just off of the information that I gave you so far?
Absolutely. It looks like we would probably be able to do, I mean, based off our general numbers, a typical deal, you're looking at somewhere around 30,000 in cash in addition to doing the vans separately on their own. So we can get you the vans and then hopefully look into getting a larger amount, about 30. So you're looking at through us probably 40,000 more than what you're getting approved from the others.
Okay. So let me, because I'm trying to, like, if I get, so that would be, so if I get the van payment, I'm very
Yeah.
particular, so I ask a lot of questions, so be
Sure, no, that's
patient.
better that way. It's better that way.
So if I get the vans, of course, one application for that, and then you get the $30,000 that you're saying. Okay, so I'm going to have two separate payments. What am I looking at from your knowledge in payments and stuff? The for each one or total or whatever.
Okay. That's a difficult question for me to answer right now, just based off of what we have, just because it can vary so much. I mean, I can give you a general range, but I don't want to set you up, say one thing, come back with another.
Right. No. I got you. Just general range would be good. I mean, I understand.
Yeah. Looking, let's see, if you're doing like 40,000 on 5 years with the vans, I'll bust out a calculator right now and do a quick math, see if I can just give you a ballpark. And like I said, it's not going to be anything hard. Okay, so
I
40,
understand.
3 divided by 60, 40 divided by 3 divided by. Okay, so on the vans, you're probably looking at maybe if you spread that out, just a second, 40,000 times, wait, divided by 60. So it would be about like $660 a month plus whatever interest comes with it.
Okay.
And again, that's just a general term. Like every all of these loans, all of these deals, everyone is unique. So, you know, all of the different factors are going to play in. So it could go one way or the other.
Right. Could go up. It ain't going down, I figure.
Hey, you know, I've seen that happen.
Okay. And what will I be looking at if I would just do, like, go for the cash? What am I looking for, like, you know, ballpark figure for that?
Okay, let me take a look here. So let's say it's 30, right? Times. Now, the cash, the terms are going to be a little different than the equipment. For the capital, the terms range anywhere from 3 months to usually 24 months. So the longest would probably be about a 2-year term. So we'll work off that on the 2-year. All right.
Okay. Say that again. Now, off of the, you said 3-year.
For first time borrowers, it goes up to 2 years.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 2 years. Okay.
Yeah, and actually, one of the nice things about it is, as a first time borrower, when you set up the loan. Like say you go through with it. Mm-hmm. When you get halfway through the term, we open you up to additional funding at a lower rate. It's our returning customer rates. So if the amount that we are able to get you is something that you can start with, but you could use more, that's on the table when we get into the loan. Now let me try to get you a number, a quick ballpark number on what you'd look at for like the $30,000 on total. Mm-hmm. Divide by 24. So with that one, you'd be looking at upwards of it probably, you know, each month probably about like $1,500 on that. That's with interest. I put some interest in on that, but again, it's just a ballpark figure. I don't want to set you up thinking one thing and then come back with another. You know, what we can do. The best thing to do. Well, I just put kind of like a typical rate for the cash. It's the interest is a little higher than if you finance the vans on just the equipment, because that loan is secured by the equipment. That's the collateral. With the cash, it's unsecured cash. It just gets deposited into the account. There's no collateral. We don't ask you to sign over equity or anything like that. So because of that, you pay a little more. So that one typically we start at 15 cents on the dollar, and it works up from there. But what I would say, the best thing to do, we can go ahead and get you actual numbers. It takes about 24 hours to do, and I just need the application and the bank statements. And I can turn around and we can talk, you know, actual real numbers that you qualify for.
I know y'all look for red on my bank statement. You want to see some red? Yeah, but I always get my bills paid. I mean, I just want to go ahead and be upfront with that.
Okay, yeah. So how about this? What are the ending balances like? Do you end for the end of the month positive or negative?
Majority of the time positive.
Okay.
I'll be in the red during the month, but my ending balance usually, I mean, it should be positive if I'm not mistaken.
Okay, and to be upfront with you, that's the big thing. If you have negative ending balances, a lot of times that can be some trouble. If it ends in the positive, usually we can submit it and get something going.
Yeah, I'm pretty. Hold on, I'm gonna look on here while I got you on the phone, because I don't want to waste your time on mine.
Sure. Yeah, take a look at your last month and see what the ending balance is.
Yeah, I don't even know if last month's available yet. That's another reason why I wanted to look at it while you was on the phone. Let's see. But I'm pretty sure it always ends in positive, to my knowledge. I don't think I had any that ended in a negative balance. I got April on here, up to April. My ending balance, I'm always ending with a good balance, is always positive.
Okay, cool. So that's a good thing. That leads me to believe that it's worth moving forward, and we can go ahead and get you some actual numbers to look at.
Okay.
So what I'll do is I will send you an email right now. Like I said, there's going to be two applications in there, one for the equipment, one for the cash. We'll go ahead and just get a full picture of everything that you qualify for, and then from there, we'll take a look at it, see what makes the most sense for you, and figure out something that, you know, works and can get everything in place for you.
No, I mean, I'm still looking at my ending. I heard everything you said. My ending balance for March was negative.
Okay. The most important is the most recent.
Yeah, the April one ended in positive.
Okay. Oh, well, what I would say, let's go ahead, let's move forward with it, get you qualified, and then go over some actual numbers so we're, you know, talking real stuff.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I just like to be, like, get everything out so, you know what you're dealing with, and I know.
Oh, yeah, that's better on both ends for both of us. I got a good clear picture of what you're looking for, what you're working with. Let's go ahead and give you a clear picture of what we can offer. So I'll send the email to you right now. Do you have? I mean, it seems like the bank statements. I'll need a tax return too with that. Is that something that you have on hand?
Tax return. For which year? Because the one for this year hasn't filed yet.
Okay, if you have 2014, that works.
2014 from 2014. Like, what? I know you don't need the whole thing.
Usually, hello? I think just the first two pages would work.
The very first two pages?
Yes.
Okay.
And then I'll tell you what, if you have the approvals that you got from the other places that you applied, if you send those over, I can take a look at those too.
Well, what that was, like, I sent in all of this stuff. We talked on the phone. They told me what I'm approved for. And then, like I said, when they told me, I told them I'd think about it the one day. Then they called me back, asked me, was I going to take it? I'd say no.
Well, oh, I got you.
The first time, I told them no, and then they take me out the system, so.
Okay, cool. All right, don't worry about it then. Don't worry about it. Let's just focus. Let's get the application, the bank statements, and we'll take a look at what you qualify for and go over some real numbers.
Okay. All right. So I'll just be looking forward to the application then.
Okay, I'll send it out to you right now. Did you have any other questions for me before you let me go?
Basically not. No. Like I said, you answered most of them that I really needed to know. So.
Okay, I got you. And on the email, you'll have all of my contact information. So if you want to give me a call, feel free.
Okay, but got one question. I think you said it, but I just want to make sure. And how long is this process going to take before I'll know anything?
Yeah, so if you can get those back to me today, I can get you an answer by tomorrow.
Okay, all right, no problem. So, and just to let you know, so you want the last 6 months, like right now, I only can go up to April, so.
That's perfect.
Just go back 6 months, right?
Yeah. Yeah, so it'll be November, December, January, February, March, April.
Okay, I got you. I'm just going to download it and send the whole thing through the email.
Okay, perfect. I'll send the email out to you right now.
All right, thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Carlton.
All right.